Jesus Christ, and we are going to go before. Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. Father, we thank and praise you that your word is true, and you said, let your word be true in every man of life. Father, we thank and praise you, for you are Jehovah God. You are our creator. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are our Savior. At any time of the day, we can go to you with no reservation. Lord, we thank and praise you for the TMC call. We thank and praise you, O God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and for the entire DHC Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that you gave a touch, O God, to them, that you touched their hearts, O God. You touched their hands, O Lord. You touched their minds, O Lord, to have this call go forward, to get the call together, O God, for to have the products and for Artists International. And just that touch, O God, has prospered so many people and has made everything all right. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank you, Lord, that we are all seated to hear the word of God. And, Father, that we will be enriched and enhanced by the word as we go forth and empowered as we go forth through the day. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who is going to bring that word. Father, we thank you for blessing the speaker, O God, and his entire family. Father, we thank and praise that whatever they touch prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. And now we command that the airwaves are already lined up. Father, that all the transitions is clear, Lord, and that every word will go forth with clarity and nothing will be dropped. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, my TMC family. I love you. Go out and have a blessed day because we know just a touch has made everything gooder than good, better than better, makes it all right. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you also. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Robin Wilson, and I am here in New Jersey, and I, too, welcome you. I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We are here on the Master's call, and just as Minister Willis said, just a touch from the Master will make it all right. Well, I am so glad that you had an opportunity to join us, and I would love to share with those who are part of our family and even for our new family members. The Master's call is an awesome call, and it was founded by two beautiful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is also the ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is also a pastor. Because of them listening to the voice of God, we have this awesome call. And this call is about the Master. We pray. We rejoice with you. We stand on Psalms 88:13. It reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We spend time with God. We encourage you to do the same thing if you do not already do so. And the Lord is faithful to his word. And again, our mission statement, it is letting us know that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin every single day. This call again, we have a website for you. We have an email address for you. If you would like to know more about the founders of the call, about the speakers, their bios are on our website, our messages are there. You can download those messages. So feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And if you have any prayer requests, any praise reports, if you would love to be part of our team, if you have a question for Dr. Vanessa or Dr. P.K. Roberts, feel free to send it to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And many of us are artists, entrepreneurs, And the thread that brought us together is an awesome company called Artists International. We are health and wellness distributors. And that company was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. We have a morning motivational call where we invite you to get back to the person who sent you here, invited you to this call, and let them share with you more about Artists International. And for those mighty men and women of God, those entrepreneurs, our distributors, don't forget to dial in immediately following this call to 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND, and it is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her awesome team of leaders. I'll come back with additional announcements, but I'm going to tell you about the man of God who, too, is one of our team members, Reverend Everett Thomas. He is an ordained minister, loves to preach the gospel. He's been doing it for over 35 years. He's also the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and he also is a senior evangelist, previously at Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as the senior minister at Mercy House Church in Michigan, and he is a certified biblical counselor. He's the founder and the president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This man of God loves the Word of God. He teaches us the Word of God with simplicity and clarity, just the way the Lord says to do it. He also is an advocate for Artist Cares because he cares about God's people. He officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that can't get out to go to church. And they are receiving that touch from the Lord, from this mighty man of God. He's committed to God and the community. He's married to his lovely wife, First Lady Cheryl, for over 20 years. And his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And that's one of my favorite scriptures also. So let me tell you, he's an artist distributor, a man of God, sold out to the Lord, our team member, a blessed husband, an anointed man, and he is bringing the word forward. Are you there, Reverend Everett Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction, my sister. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and yet doing in our lives this day and the days to come. Well, good morning to my TM family. Praise God. I've been running all day trying to catch up with myself over here. But praise God. I want to give honor and to Dr. Weatherspoon and Dr. Deacon Roberts for the opportunity to be used of God in this capacity. It is a very great ministry that the Lord has given them, and we're still moving forward in the ministry of the Master's Call. So to the Master's Call family, blessings your way. I'd like to call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles, the 20th chapter, the 34th and 35th verse. It says, you yourselves know personally that these hands ministered to my own needs and those other persons who were with me. In everything I have pointed out to you by example, that by working diligently in this manner, we ought to assist the weak, being mindful of the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed, in other words, makes one happier more to be envied, to give than to receive. Reading from the Amplified Version. It's more blessed to give than to receive. The subject is the blessing is in the giving. The blessing is in the giving. We are approaching a very blessed time of the year we call Christmas, and we celebrate the birth of Christ, and many have already started purchasing gifts to prepare in giving, and some really went through a whole lot, Black Friday, bumping into each other and knocking people down, what have you, trying to get that gift, and they're going through a lot of changes, trying to find that perfect gift and make sure nobody else gets it before they get it, and it's sad that they had to go through the changes, but they did, some did. So, but it's not about giving always a tangible gift. We want to look at the gift of time, talent, and treasure, realizing that it is more blessed to give, and blessing is in the giving. And we want to understand that it's not about always being on the receiving end. And there are people out there that are always begging, always trying to get something for nothing, and just to get by, they're not doing much of anything, but not realizing that it's in giving is where the blessing comes, not by waiting for somebody to drop something your way, or their way. So I just wanted to share with us that this season is a season of giving, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Paul here is writing and giving his last words here because he had to leave. He was about to leave and going on a journey and not to return. And he had to remind them that, look, I've done a lot for you. And, in fact, I didn't charge you anything. I worked with my hands. And, of course, some of you did give to me, but I just want you to know that I didn't have no problems working with my hands and to meet my own needs. But however, I want you to understand that it is more blessed, makes one happier and more to be envied to give than to receive. This is what Jesus left on record. This is what he said himself. And I reminded even in the Luke chapter 6. I want to turn there, if you don't mind. Luke chapter 6, according to the Amplified Version. And many of us have heard this here particular scripture found in this passage of Luke. In fact, Luke, of course, is the author of Acts, and it's interesting how he tied these things together about giving. But found in Luke chapter 6, and I want to encourage all of us on the line here that Luke chapter 6 is really a pivoting point of a life. It tells you a whole lot about a change of attitude, what have you. But looking at chapter 6, starting in verse 35, it says, "But love your enemies and be kind and do good, doing favors so that someone derives benefit from them, and lend, expecting and hoping for nothing in return, but considering nothing is lost and despairing of no one. And then your recompense, your reward, will be great, rich, strong, intense, and abundant. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind and charitable and good to the ungrateful and the selfish and wicked. So be merciful, sympathetic, tender, responsive, and compassionate, even as your Father is all these. Judge not, neither pronounce judgment, nor subject to censure, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and pronounce guilty, and you will not be condemned and pronounce guilty. Acquit and forgive and release. Give up resentment. Let it drop, and you will be acquitted and forgiven and released." Key verse here, 38, "Give and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and use as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you." Of course, King James was given, and shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over to your men, and given to your bosom. Amen. So it's all about giving. It's all about giving. You're not really living until you're giving. A dead tree cannot bear fruit. You got to have a live tree, amen, to bear fruit and to be able to be fruitful. The word give, which in the Greek, diddle me, it has many, many meanings. It talks about adventure, bestow, bring forth, commit, deliver up, of course, give and minister. So you're giving when you minister. You're giving when you're sowing seeds. You're giving when you give of your time. When you sacrifice that. Many times people come our way and we're in the middle of something and we don't have time, really don't have time, but because of sacrifice, because of love, because we realize it's not about us, we sometimes have to put something down and say, look, okay, that's what you want, especially myself. People come and even knock on my door. I need a ride, as if I'm a taxi. I know I have to drive for a company, but that's a company I drive for. But it seems as though they feel that that's my ministry, that I'm the one that needs to take you here and there. And, well, I don't mind all the time, but there comes a time when I'm in the middle of something. Look, I'm busy. Can I take it later? But I have to learn to sacrifice some time. Yes, I deserve time for myself. Yes, I realize that. However, I realize that the blessing is in the giving. Many times I don't get a dollar or a dime for taking somebody across town, but because of my sacrifice and giving freely of my time, transportation, when I receive an opportunity to drive for the company I'm serving, the tip, wow, is so immeasurable that I was not expecting. But they really, some of them took real well. And I said, wow, I really received this because there are times when I have taken time out to drive across the town and didn't get anything for it. And of course, gas is not free. Amen. So I praise God for the opportunity to be a blessing because I understand now and I understand more and more and more that we are blessed to be a blessing. We're not here just to be here, just to exist, just to, amen, have a little something, but we're here to, whatever we have, to be a blessing, amen, to the glory of God, amen. And another scripture comes to mind. Well, before I go there, let me just touch a bit more here. In this sixth chapter of Luke, there's so much in here, and verse 22 says, blessed, happy with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, apart from your outward condition and to be envied, are you when people despise, hate you, and when they exclude and excommunicate you as disreputable, and revile and denounce you and defame and cast out and spurn your name as evil, wicked, or account of the Son, only account of the Son of Man. Rejoice. Isn't that interesting? Amen. Jesus begins to tell me, rejoice even after all this, and be glad as at such a time and exalt and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is rich and great and strong and intense and abundant in heaven. For even so their forefathers treated the prophets. But woe to, alas, for you who are rich, abounding in material resources, for you already are receiving your consolation, the solace and sense of strengthening and cheer that come from prosperity and have taken and enjoyed your comfort in full, having nothing left to be awarded you. Skipping over to verse 27, says, but I say to you who are listening now to me, in order to heed, make it a practice to love enemies, treat well, do good, to act nobly toward those who detest you and pursue you with hatred. Invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Employ God's blessing, favor upon those who abuse you, who revile, reproach, disparage, and high-handedly misuse you. Jesus, is he really mean what he says here? Of course, he means what he says. He says what he means. It's interesting. Verse 29, to the one who strikes you on the jaw or cheek, offer the other jaw or cheek also, and from him who takes away your outer garment, do not withhold your undergarments as well. Give away to everyone who begs of you, who is in want of necessities, and of him who takes away from you your goods. Do not demand or require them back again. Wow. And as you would like and desire that men would do to you, do exactly so to them. If you really love those who love you, what quality of credit and thanks is that to you? For even the very sinners love their lovers, those who love them. And if you are kind and good and do favors to and benefit those who are kind and good and do favors to you and benefit you, what quality of credit and thanks is that to you? For even the preeminently sinful do the same. Wow. Wow. And I just want to encourage you, read the whole chapter. It's just awesome how the ways that God expects us to live, those of us that know Christ, those of us that are born again and set apart, our lifestyles are different. Amen. We are new creatures. We are new creations. So we even have to love, amen, those that are not lovely. In other words, we are to love to the point of loving even the hell out of people. And it takes a lot of love to do that. But understand that it's not our love. It's the love of God within us. Amen. Amen. Turning also to Matthew 25. I'm still talking about blessing. The blessing is in the giving. We got to give, even though we don't realize, amen, a lot of times how the blessing is coming back to us. But we're giving with an attitude that it's not about me. It's all about being a blessing to glorify God. Amen, amen. So Matthew 25, again, in the Amplified Version, starting at verse 31, says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, his majesty and splendor, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them, the people, from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will cause the sheep to stand at his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, you favored of God and appointed to eternal salvation, inherit, receive as your own the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you brought me together with yourselves and welcomed and entertained and lodged me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me with help and ministering care. I was in prison, and you came to see about me. Wow. Isn't that deep? Then the just and upright will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and walk up and entertain you or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the king will reply to them, truly I tell you, and so far as you did it for one of the least in the estimation of men of these, my brother, you did it for me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, O God, be gone from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me and entertain me. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me with help and ministry care. Then they also, in their turn, will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? And he will reply to them solemnly, I declare to you, and so far as you fail to do it for the least in the estimation of men of these, you fail to do it for me. Then they will go away into eternal punishment. For those who are just and upright and in right standing with God into eternal life. Wow, what's that saying? It's blessings coming when we give. The blessing is in the giving. There's a need. We are able to meet that need. One thing about artists, of course, we have a solution. There are many needs out there. Of course, you can't make medical claims, but testimony after testimony of how our products have made a difference in changing lives for the better. Not only physically, but even spiritually, people have become, amen, close to God and even saved through the ministry of artists. So praise God for the opportunity to be able to be a blessing in giving what we have. And, of course, you heard in my introduction how I'm passionate with the Artist Cares Program. And I feel that artists will be even more than blessed as a company if we really do more in the area of feeding the children, preparing ourselves to give, amen, to be a blessing to those that are less fortunate than we are. Because why? The blessing is in the giving. So we will be blessed more as a company. We'll be blessed more as a people if we learn the fact that there is a blessing, hallelujah, in the giving. Amen. What have you given lately? Of course, we give our product. Some of us, yes, we do. Amen. But those are some of us are not yet giving to the hungry. We're not yet feeding those that are in need of food. And I just want to encourage us as a company, as a people, amen, to look at that opportunity. Amen. And resurrect it even more. That may be more of a blessing in our giving. God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. Back to you, my dear sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Reverend Everett Thomas, for that reminder. The blessing is in the giving. I will be calling you back after we go to prayer and the announcement. Heavenly Father, we, your people, come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we want to thank you for always, always showing us how we can become more like you. We want to give. We want to love those, just like the pastor said, that are unlovable. We want to be a blessing, and we know that blessing others and giving to them, it is in ministry, it is in loving them. There are so many different ways that we can do that. So, Lord, I ask you that you show each and every single one of us today what we can do to be a blessing, to give into somebody else's life, where it's not about us, it's about them. Put us in the path of that person or those persons in the name of Jesus. And I thank you because you loved us so much, you gave us your best, your son Jesus. And Jesus, you came and you forgave all of our iniquities. You healed all of those who have cried out to you for healing. We know that you have redeemed our life from destruction. You have satisfied our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. So, Lord, right now I command that the blood cells of those who have had any type of cancers in their body, Father, that those bad blood cells are being destroyed by the good blood cells in the name of Jesus, because your DNA is flowing through their body. And I command every cell to be normal. I thank you, Lord God, that arthritis is a name, Father. Depression is a name. High blood pressure is a name. And it has to bow to the authority of Jesus. Your word is manifested in their bodies, Father, and they walk in divine health because that's what your son did. He came with healing on his wings. So I thank you, Lord, that they are healthy. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you provide every single need that they need according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. Father, during this time, for those who are lonely, those who are by themselves, those who do not have a family member, bring to their remembrance, Father God, that you are with them. You will never leave them. You will never forsake them. You are the lover of their souls. And those who do not yet know you, Father, put a man or woman of God, one of us, in their path to bring them into the fullness of your dear son, Jesus. Let us be that giver. Let us know that that blessing is in the giving. So let's give them life. Let's give them your son. In Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for the man of God. Fill him to overflowing, Lord God. I thank you that he and his wife, First Lady Cheryl, were blessed, Lord. They're not missing anything. They're not wanting for anything. They walk in divine health, them and their family members, Father God. Continue to open up doors for him that no man can close in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for our greeter, Minister Willa, a blessed woman of God, an anointed woman of God, our team member, just like Reverend Thomas is, and Father, that their families are blessed. So I want to say thank you for loving us in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, if you would like to hear this message again, only for today you can listen to our playback number, and that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. And if you want to download it, go back to our website, www.themasterscall.net. Send us an email if you have questions or you want to learn more about us, info@themasterscall.net. We are here Monday through Friday from 7 until 7:30 Central Time, 8 to 8:30 Eastern, 5 to 5:30 Pacific, and 6 to 6:30 Mountain Time. And don't forget, Artist Distributors, we care. We have a team with Platinum President Jarvis E. Cook who's showing us what we can do with these products. We do not make medical claims, but they are changing lives. Make sure you go to the Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. We love you. Thank you, Minister Willa, because just a touch from the Lord will make it all right. Thank you, mighty man of God. I'm going to call you back to seal this, knowing that the blessing is in the giving. Thank you. Are you there, Reverend Everett?
Sure, yes, I am. Thank you. The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.